A new fight is simmering over General Electric's legacy of toxic pollution as the company seeks to close the books on a $1.7 billion cleanup of the Upper Hudson River. The focus now is whether children are safe playing in parks and backyards that are prone to frequent flooding. GE has agreed to spend $20 million testing soil in the river's floodplain along the stretch of river where it completed dredging contaminated sediment in 2015. It will likely be at least 5 years before it has an agreement with the Environmental Protection Agency on how to address floodplain contamination. Officials in the village of Schuylerville don't want to wait that long. They're asking EPA to order cleanup now of a canal left out of the river dredging. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.